Thank you. No one here will recognize me, and those of you listening will probably not recognize my voice. My name is Bob Green. I'm a member of the Unitarian Church in Palo Alto, California. And I'm going to read something that I wrote, sort of breaking with tradition. As a good Unitarian, I'm out to break the rules. So let me read it, and then I'll do a little bit of explaining afterwards. This is going to sound, at the outset, a little depressing, but I want you to know this is a message of hope. The problem. U.S. energy usage will double by mid-century. World usage is growing at 2 to 3 times the U.S. rate, and their usage profile is similar to ours. Today, 57.5% of our produced energy is wasted, primarily through electricity generation and automotive inefficiency. To stall worsening climate change, we must drastically diminish greenhouse gas emissions and therefore fossil fuels. Alternative sources such as solar and wind are good, but expensive and lack enough energy density to replace our existing carbon-based sources, let alone expand to meet future needs. Even if the U.S. spends trillions to satisfy our requirements, we still lose because the rest of the world will still be fossil fuel-based. We need a low-cost, non-carbon, energy-dense solution that we can also export abroad, thus thorium. Okay, I haven't told you the whole story. I'm here in New Hampshire because it's election season. I'm actually entered in the primary on the Democratic ballot. And I'm running on a comprehensive energy plan based on thorium. The reason I say this is good news, I actually do have a solution that I call a 1,000-year plan for all of our energy needs. So if in your heart you would like to, you could visit my website. It's green for office, that's green with an E on the end, for office.org. Thank you very much.